Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, party people. It's DeGann and myself, Big Party. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you have any comments, just want to take maybe be a part of the show, all you got to do is open up that app and hit TalkBack, okay? Also, you can text us at 402-938-9400.
You can also always email the show any questions, insults, vocational advice, and we will give our unprofessional, terrible opinions. You can always email the show at bigpartyshow@channel941.com. We'd love to hear any crazy stories.
Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show.
Here's what's trending on the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Experts are predicting a hot summer across the country. It looks like we are going to have basically sizzling temperatures, hotter than average most states.
Doesn't it seem like that's been like that for the last year even? It seemed like it was very hot last year.
Yeah, it's heating up. When you look at the map, this is from, you know, the National Oceanic Institute, like all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you are in the Southwest or even along the East Coast, it's going to be uncomfortably warm. Like, you see this swoop, and we are kind of like Omaha's dome must still be working because they have Nebraska, almost all of Nebraska, in the equal chances, which means it could go either way.
But it's definitely going to be another hot girl summer.
Yes, obviously. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Did you get your swimsuit?
I'm
flip
ready.
Flop, hooray. He's like, I'm ready for my all day rosé in a can.
We're in the sweet spot, so no worries for us.
Yeah. But right now we're seeing the 80s and average temperatures like 77.
Last year was that sweaty.
No. No, it did. It got super hot.
It
did get
hot.
Hundreds. I was like, geez, this is unbearable.
Not all summer, though.
You know? No,
but there were enough of them where it was like, oh my gosh, okay already.
Well, yeah, we always get some hot days.
I just thought, like,
I just
spring
don't remember the
we
College World Series
that.
Last year being bacon hot.
Oh, my God, really? I died out at the College World Series.
You were in the sun, though.
I was in the sun. Oh, my God, that was torture. Poor sweet Wylene.
You were sitting in the outfield.
Yeah, that was brutal.
You get what you pay for.
Absolutely.
You've got to buy those better tickets to get in.
I tried, but everybody scooped them up, the bots and everything. I tried to buy them again this year, and everything was instantly gone. Only those same seats.
Is this the excuse you tell your wife?
No, she looked at me. This is for my stepmother's birthday. She'd never been to the College World Series.
God, so you took that poor woman in the heat?
She wanted to go.
Nearly killed her.
She wanted to go. And so we went. Jake and my sister, my brother-in-law Jake, and Wylene were there also with me. And we all suffered. She was a trooper. My stepmother didn't even complain once. She was having a good time.
She's like, these are the best tickets my son-in-law can get. Supposedly a radio DJ.
Yeah, I know. But then I look over to Wylene, and she looks at me and goes, this is torture. It was that hot.
Well, then go down there today. Big Ten tournament's going on right now.
Absolutely.
Nebraska plays this afternoon. That's
perfect
like the
weather.
The easy baseball tournament to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's good numbers. The results are back for tourism in Omaha in 2022 is up. They're saying that it looks like it's going to be busy again this year, that we're already seeing in the first 4 months $8 million more than we brought in last year. So it's record-breaking. More and more people are coming to visit Omaha. You know, they put out a big ad campaign, especially regionally, and I guess it's paying off because about 60,000 more people visited last year than 2021 from like those cities that they've been really advertising at. So we're on track to have another record-breaking tourism year.
The people want to come to Omaha.
Average year, 12.7 million people visit Omaha.
Wow. Because they have to?
Well,
I love Omaha.
We have, come on. Keep in mind, like Berkshire Hathaway, we've got College World Series, Big Ten Championship. Yeah, we have that Little League World thing that
always
goes
have
on.
All that stuff.
It's a big baseball tournament this weekend, other than the Big Ten.
So I think just more and more we're getting, but in the past couple of years, we've gotten more and more like the swim trials or
the horse jumping stuff.
Exactly.
Massage or whatever that was. Yeah.
So I think that there are just more and more reasons to be in Omaha. And then once people are here and they're like, oh, wow, this place is cool, they might, you know, spread the word to their friends who will come and visit. So I guess people spend about $1.2 billion on hotels, restaurants, all that kind of stuff.
That
so
was
keep
the,
it up.
The Omaha Tourism Board's pitch years ago that we ourselves are supposed to be the best advertisers of our own town. It's not TV commercials. It's word of mouth.
It's word of mouth.
So, like, tell your friends. Like, remind them of the hidden gem, you know, that is the town.
They're right. You know, I mean, I find myself, whenever I go somewhere and talk to people and ask where I'm from, I find myself really bragging about Omaha.
And you find,
they're like, thanks for the warning.
And you find them regretting asking. They're like, why do Omaha people just have to talk about their town so much? The guy's like, I'm from New York City. You don't hear me talking about it.
Exactly.
You're like, I figured you were from Omaha because I saw you at the airport and you were wearing Nebraska gear.
Yeah. Well, the last thing you
exactly
want to do
where
is
where that gate was.
The last thing you want to do to, anyway is to, you know, undersell your city. You don't want to tell strangers that Omaha sucks.
They keep putting Lincoln, though, ahead of us on all these lists, which I think is interesting. Like, to a stranger who was going to visit, you think they would land in Omaha and drive straight to Lincoln?
No.
I mean, Lincoln's great, but
not unless you had work. I mean, not unless there was, like, a reason.
A game, a concert, maybe.
You were there for a conference because of the university. Or you
your
were
car
like
broke down. you were kidnapped and broke out of the trunk. And, okay, I'm in Lincoln.
Let's see. What other ones?
Where's there to eat?
Took a long turn.
Who sells a saw to cut these handcuffs off? And is there anywhere good to eat?
I want got a bad from tip Lincoln from a friend of me.
Link, if you live in Lincoln, give us a call. 938-9400. Yeah, I don't know. It's the good life. Nebraska.
I mean, they have U.S. It was best weekend giveaways, U.S. News and World Report. You know, they put for in the Midwest.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Chicago number one, obviously. They put Branson number third.
Wow.
St. Louis number seven, Minneapolis six, Kansas City's 10.
Really?
They put Lincoln number 14 above the Lake of the Ozarks number 15.
How is that possible?
Well,
they're from Lincoln. I don't know. I love Lincoln too. I never go hardly unless
but
I have a reason.
That or the Lake kidnapped. Of the Ozarks?
And I break out of the trunk.
You're like, I hope I break out at the outlet malls at least. No, nope, we're in Lincoln. I can tell. Okay.
You're already okay. I see. It's low skyline. I would be surprised if somebody, if they were going to pick Nebraska, like the only reason I could see Lincoln is if you're a crazy person like my husband, where you're like, I want to visit all the capitals. I'm like, you're aging yourself right in front of my eyes. But that would be the one thing.
Number 14. Okay.
I think Omaha was originally the capital of Nebraska, and we lost it to Lincoln. It was like some political shenanigans.
Oh, yeah, no, okay. It was because that was Central High School. Central High School used to be the Capitol building.
Oh, it did? That's mm-hmm. cool. I love that high school.
Yeah, that used to be the Capitol building.
That's
it's got the
weird.
Atrium and everything. And then, yes, as far as like a way to appease the idea of people who were in the western part of the state, they were like, well, not everything could be in Omaha. And we're like, fine, you can move the Capitol if you want. And they voted
because wasn't
it.
The whole idea of Washington, D.C. is the Capitol as they were getting away from whatever the bigger county seat of where they were. You wanted the politics in the swamp. And it was supposed to be a destination.
Okay.
Washington was a compromise. That was the idea of, because the original, you know, capital was up in, Philadelphia? And then the idea of, like, the Civil War was like, okay, well, we'll move it down to, like, Virginia area. That way it's not just everything. There's not this concentration of power
in one place.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was meant to be, like, a compromise. Like, fine, we'll move it down to this area. And they're like, well, it's miserable down here.
Yeah, it's just a
20
swamp.
Months out of the year. Yeah.
So
But that's pre-Civil War. That's long before the Civil War.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, at the same time,
1700s.
Like, oh man, if you've been to Washington D.C. in the summer, you know.
All right, that so it is Central icky. High School was the original. Oh wow, that's pretty sweet.
They moved it to Lincoln because the Platte River was still there, and they were saying that's too hard to get to Omaha for those living south of the river.
Okay,
so make Lincoln the capital, but it was originally up here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's interesting to see. I mean, that they kept that building, which is a good thing. I mean, that's nice that we still have the Capitol building.
It's a cool building.
Yeah, it is very cool.
You got
Crawford,
opinions on that.
I like it. I love it. I want to marry it.
Marry it. Terrence Bud Crawford.
Ooh.
There's going to be a fight, this time in Vegas. July 29th, ESPN is reporting that he and Errol Spence Jr. are going to be making eight figures for the bout. Undisputed title.
He's still undefeated at 39-0.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
39
Will
battles.
He retire undefeated? Like, you wonder how many more years does he got?
I don't know,
you know,
man.
They just don't. He needs to fight more. He wants to fight all the time. But you know how the boxing game is? They spread it out.
Once a year, it seems like, right? It is what they're doing, and sometimes even longer.
We were going back and watching the montage of when Mike Tyson came up, and it was like he was fighting like every 3 months against monsters.
Yeah, he just kept going and going and going because he didn't want to. But his fights also lasted a couple seconds.
Terrence is 35 years old.
Okay. I think he could do it, go undefeated.
That's getting way up there in the fight game.
I just remember when I went to the first fight he had at the CHI. I shared a ride with two of boxing promoters, and they literally said, they flew in for this thing. They said, you and Omaha don't know what you have with Terrence Crawford. He will be the greatest fighter of all time one day. And we're like, yeah, whatever. And look, that was a long time ago. He's still going, and he's won multiple belts. If you ever have a chance to see him, you got to go see him fight. It's fantastic. All right, 938-9400. That's the end of the show. Lincoln people, we want to hear from you.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Morning, 938-9400.
Morgan Wallen. Did last night, did you let the liquor talk?
Yes. Probably a little bit too much.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Your lyrics should be like, every night I let the liquor talk. Why can't it be a positive story?
I don't know.
This is sort of a regretful. We said some things we didn't mean.
Mm-hmm.
That was the liquor.
So you mentioned earlier that two's my good, good, but then three is
too far.
Too far.
Yeah, like
I've never thought of that.
We had a dinner with our boss, and you were saying great things for the first two drinks. And then on the third one, you started getting a little bit like, when he was trying to tell a story, and you kept going, wait, who's that guy?
Asking questions. Uh-oh.
Okay.
So it was like, it's the sweet spot between two and three.
Yeah. Okay, because
everybody's got their sweet spot. But I mean, I think you were drinking some highly leaded stuff.
Oh, tequila.
I mean, those were two drinks.
Yeah, they were drinks for sure. But yeah, I'm glad you said that because, yeah, three.
Don't you feel that moment when the liquor hits you?
Absolutely.
Or if you're at a bar and you get up to go to the bathroom and you feel good, you're like, I'm dancing on air. I'm perfect. Your vision feels better. Everything's great.
Yeah.
And you're in the sweet spot. You go take a leak and everything's great. Then the next time you go to the bathroom, you're like, I think I need to call Uber.
I did that with you, man.
The bad decisions start going in your head.
I remember that time that you and I and your brother were up in that building. And I was drinking scotch.
She had never drank scotch before.
No, and I
had that's tough.
Listen, that'll do that to anyone. Yeah. Anyone. They pour you a stiff scotch drink with the scotch drinkers.
Yeah, I don't know what. I haven't drank scotch since because of that. Because I went to the restroom, and instead of coming back, I immediately took the elevator.
You're like, bye.
I didn't even say bye.
He did.
That's good, though.
I think I shot you a message.
The colonel flagged it, and then he called me from an Uber, and he was giggling. He was like, I had to get out of there.
It was terrible.
Well, you knew.
Sneaks up on Scotch, the little sneak up.
You knew when to say when.
All right, so that'll be my goal tonight. What sad goals I have, but that'll be my goal tonight is to stick it at two, have that talk with the sweet Wileen about cutting everyone off of Netflix, and then hit my third because I'll be needing something.
And then you'll wake up tomorrow on the couch.
And there's a Morgan Wallen song, do the important stuff before the third drink.
Okay.
And she's just left a note. You know what you did. And you're like, whoa. You got to go into the day prickly hot, wondering. What happened?
Time for the two-drink talk.
Two-drink talk. A little liquid courage there. All right. Yeah, for those of you who know, your Netflix sharing is coming to an end. And if you do a family thing, and I do, we have the two boys on it, and then the sweet Wileen's mom, lovely mother-in-law, and father-in-law on it as well. I want them to stay, but it's $8 a person.
The boys might be time for them to spread their wings. But her parents, my goodness.
No, I wouldn't do that to them. No way. They like me.
What about what about the cell phone plan? Are the boys on the same plan?
No, I give them a limit. An age limit. Colin got off of it at 23, I think. And then Oliver, he's only 19, so I got ears on that one.
Oh, he's still on the family plan.
Yeah, he is.
See, that's the thing you don't consider with these kids. A lot of that stuff, they're still on.
Yeah.
They're still on mom and dad's dime.
I know. Yeah. And that's, I mean, I can see it in the end.
I'm not judging them. It's normal. That's the mainstream thing. And if we were their age and reverse the clock, we probably was too, but we didn't.
We did.
And at that age, what were they still paying for? If you still lived at home, they're paying for the roof over your head. But, like, it was tough to get gas money out of them.
Yeah.
Oh, God. They were like, are you kidding me?
But also...
But you were getting to watch their cable.
I was watching their cable.
And you were using their phone.
Yep.
I was. But with the cell phone thing, the reason why I cut them off at a certain age... Because we can continue to go through it if we want to. But I just remember when I was a kid and when I had to get my own cell phone and all that stuff, how adult and cool I felt because you was doing it. And I want them to have that same feeling. No matter how bad it hurts.
Well, when you let him know about it tonight, do it before the third drink.
The two talk.
The two drink talk.
All right. We got Funplex passes for you people. All right. It opens up Saturday. You're going to be able to get out there, get your tan on, enjoy everything about Funplex. All right. We'll take your call right now. 938-9400. We'll hook you up. Good luck.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, good morning. We got the Funplex passes for you. Dust off those swimming trunks. Or go buy new ones. All right, this is Caitlin. Caitlin, good morning. Welcome to the Big Party Show. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
We're doing great. We're doing awesome. You've been to Funplex, correct, or no?
Yeah, I have, but it's been a really long time since I've been, probably 10 years.
Oh, geez. You're going to see a major change.
Oh,
you're going to wish you'd been there more often. Because they've completely redone the thing. It's pretty fantastic. We're going to hook up with a pair of passes, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have you ever used a bidet?
I have used a bidet. You know, so we go on a lot of road trips, and we tend to try to stop at the Sapp Brothers because they have the bidets. It's just like, I don't know, what a weird luxury.
Right.
That sounds like a bidon't moment if it's at a truck stop.
Truck stop bidet.
You're like, buddy, come on. You're like, it's amazing.
Is it a thicker flow for the truckers?
Oh.
That's funny.
I don't know.
Just imagining mud flaps.
I don't know. I haven't used them enough to know that. Sorry.
Oh, God. I just installed one. I got for a gift, Christmas gift from the oldest, Colin. And, yeah, I just installed it the day before yesterday. And I can't stop.
You can't stop talking about it.
I love it. Yeah. I just found out, Jeff, that it go back and forth? There's another button. At first, it was just a right? Now I can double hit it, and it literally washes it back and forth. It's like, man.
This bidet, I told him, is going to put in its notice. He has been hitting it like four times in the last 24 hours. This thing is going to be, this thing
Molly,
is he wants PTSD.
He wants to take the bathroom door off the hinges so he can watch TV from in there.
I could.
It's a problem.
Just bring the TV in there with you.
Yeah.
Don't you have a screen?
No, we don't have one in there. But yeah,
I'm saying
it's
you have your phone.
Cool. What I learned, and I thought of Jeff, is that because it has a water temperature thing, that I had it way too hot yesterday.
Almost scalded your butthole.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it did. And then also the fan was on a little bit too hot.
God,
and so now I had a combination of that. And I was like, God, I'm sweating in here.
Sick. That poor thing. It is just weeping. If inanimate objects could have like animated thoughts, this thing would be like, kill me.
Yeah,
if
you made it a Pixar character.
Exactly. This thing's like, I don't want to talk.
It's the opposite of a dog where your dog gets excited when it hears the garage door open. That thing just starts, weeping. The bidet is crying.
Why
shaking.
Is the toilet always running downstairs? Those are bidet tears.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so I've been inviting Jeff over. Molly, you're in Chicago. You can't really come over. And I'm like, dude, you can hot tub it. You can eat. You can do whatever you want. And you can check out the bidet.
You should bidet before you hot tub.
What if I get confused which is which? They're both such a water ride.
Oh, that's you then. Because, yeah, you're right. You got a bidet before you hot tub. Clean it up.
Oh, there's a lot of water jetting in your household.
All right, Caitlin, we're going to hook you up. Have a good time, okay? It opens up Saturday.
Perfect.
All right, hold on the line.
So
opening day, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m.
Yeah, get down there and enjoy some water fun.
All right, we'll be back. Stay with us. Thanks again.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Thanks again.
Traffic is just about back to normal.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, we out of here. Steals and deals. Tom Kelly's. All right, $100 little dealy deal for $50. Half price. Go get it. You're a bowler.
I bet you get a bowling ball for under 100.
I'm sure you can.
Ooh.
I'm sure you can.
Molly, why don't you buy your husband a bowling ball?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't bowl.
Why doesn't he bowl?
Because he doesn't have kick-ass shoes and a ball.
If you have balls and a shoe, then you will bowl.
Oh, I forgot that you guys have balls.
We do.
Well, you heard.
Yeah.
Big balls.
Oh, I know. Big ones.
Heavy
big,
ones.
Heavy balls.
Too heavy.
Yeah.
Engraved.
You almost need two hands.
Yeah, but yeah.
That sounds like a little too much.
They still ain't hitting the pins. They're not. There's
a lot
hockey,
of gutter.
There's hockey tonight, so Party's been kind of paying attention. It looks like Vegas is going to make it to the Stanley Cup, and it's looking like it's going to be Vegas versus Florida, and that's going to be a war.
It's going to be a war, and also there's opportunity in Vegas to go and watch some hockey.
We might have to be going to Vegas sooner in September.
I'm guessing the same thing.
With
as
our
well.
Man, Willie. There's also baseball if you want to get out. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, go do
Nebraska's
that.
Playing Rutgers at 2 o'clock in the Big Ten
baseball championship. It's all going on at TD Ameritrade all this week.
Charles Schwab now.
Of course, yes. Yeah. I don't want to.
Come on, man.
And Nebraska Rutgers at 2. Michigan, Illinois at 7.
Okay.
This game's tomorrow through Friday, all through the weekend.
It's perfect week. It's perfect weather for all of that. So, dude, hey, we're out of here, though. We'll see you guys tomorrow morning. Have a safe day and do yourself good.
From 5 to 10, it's the Big Party Morning Show. Only on Channel 94.1.
Save on Cox Internet when you add Cox Mobile and get fiber-powered internet at home and unbeatable 5G reliability on the go. So whether you're playing a game at home,
yes, cool,
or attending one live,
no!
You can do more without spending more. Learn how to save at cox.com/internet. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial cable. Cox Mobile runs on the network with unbeatable 5G reliability as measured by Ookla LLC in the U.S. 2H 2023. Results may vary, not an endorsement. Other restrictions apply.